Rabbi Nachman Susiel, and he was teaching us how we can somehow overcome or repair the damage of hearing the Nigunim from Arasha, from Rishayim over the years, and how to protect ourselves from that Kayach, from that Tumah. We've been learning this by Riches over the last few weeks. The meaning of learning Torah at night, Torah Shebaal Peh at night, and how Lima Torah Davke at night, by a person studying Torah at night, he is able to repair the six rings, the Shis is Koyin Shebekana, the six rings of the windpipe of the throat from where voice emerges. Kumi Raini Balaila, the Rosh Hashmuras. Kumi Raini Balaila, to learn Torah Shebaal Peh, to learn the six orders of the Mishnah, to learn Gemara, to learn Shas at night, has the Kayach to repair the sound of the voice, the sound of impurity, of singing songs in the wrong way and listening to music that's not the right music. This, of course, the Rebbe explains, is most effective when a person's learning is lishma, when a person's learning really for the right reason. But if a person is not learning Torah lishma, but he's learning for kavod, to be called Rebbe and so on, so then Rabbi Nachman says that that's not such a gewaltige thing, but still at night, because Chazal tells us there's a chut shel chesed that is nimshach by the night, that when a person learns at night Torah Shebaal Peh at night, there's a thread of loving kindness that's drawn over the person that has the ability to protect the person, even though the learning is not really so gewaldig, because it's not l'shem shemaim the way that it should be. And he explains, if you look in footnote 25 on page 99, this is explained more by Riches. Not all that meritorious. When a person is learning for ulterior motive, to be called, to get covered, to be called Rabbi or whatever it might be, so that's not so great. A person whose Torah study is truly lishma is a rarity. It's very, very, very rare to find nowadays, especially a person who learns Torah mamish 100% just l'shem shemayim. There are people like that, but it's hard. It is perhaps equally rare that someone studies Torah solely for contentious purposes. And most people don't learn Torah just, even the person that wants to get covered, he's not learning Torah day and night just to get covered. He's learning Torah, so he loves the Torah, he wants to learn Hashem's Torah. In addition to that, he enjoys maybe the cover that comes with it, or whatever else it is that does for him. But it's not completely lishma. Most people are not completely lishma, and they're not completely shalai lishma. Most people are like this in between. In contrast, there are many who would like to study lishma free of ulterior motives, but have yet to achieve their goal. So they fulfill Hashem's commandment to study Torah, all the while anticipating some personal gain. They would like that it should be a higher level of Torah learning. In the meantime, it's still shalai lishma. The Gemara recommends that these people study anyway. One should not stop himself from learning because he's afraid that he feels my learning Torah is not l'shem shamayim. My learning Torah is not for the highest purpose. I have ulterior motives, and therefore it's better that I not learn. You shouldn't do that. As we know, for ultimately they will attain the level of shma, lishma they strive for. So when the Gemara says in Pesachim, Yitach Shaloi Lishma, that even though the person's intention is Shaloi Lishma, that will bring him to Lishma, all the Mefarshim explain that's only when he wants to come to a Madrega of Lishma. The person who, which is most people learning Torah, they want to come to a level of being Lishma. In the meantime, it's not. Those people who sincerely would like to learn Torah for its own sake, Hashem will help them, that eventually they'll come to that. There is therefore merit to such study. If even a person studies shalai lishma, he wants to be smart, he wants to get covered, whatever it might be, he should continue, and it's still something. Although, as explained, it also carries an inherent danger. If even though their ultimate goal is a worthy one, the malchus they empower through seeking personal gain, can cause them to give in completely to the second side of this Shalai Lashma, studying solely for fame, wealth, etc. There is a danger in this, because the person who is learning Shalai Lashma, even though he wants to come to Lashma, he is straddling the fence, and he is empowering the malchus of impurity. That could lead to learning completely Shalai Lashma. And while even this is not totally devoid of value, for it is still possible to redirect your intentions to attaining the level of Lashma, nevertheless, the risk exists that by studying Shalai Lashma for gain, they will succumb to the truly reprehensible study whose motives is one upmanship and argumentation, which there's a lot of in the yeshivas, as we know, and a lot of growing up, each one person outdoing the other and outsmarting the other. But even that, we hope that most of the chevra that's learning, they don't want just to be able to outsmart somebody. They hope that it should come to Lishma, but a lot of it is Shalai Lishma. This is because the Meichen, the mentalities with which one studies, and one's desire is to gain fame, contains the seeds of the Meichen with which one studies to harass and harangue other scholars. Because when a person has in his mind that purpose of Shalai Lishma when he's learning Torah, so that seed of the mind that is seeking some ulterior motive, that could ultimately get worse and worse and worse, to the point where the person's whole learning is just to fight and to argue and to show himself off and so on. But there are people like that. These latter mentalities are the meichen of the two birds of the other side, meichen with a proclivity for arrogance and haughtiness. Where a person's Torah, God forbid, goes into the other side, where the whole Torah is just gaiva, is just haughtiness, and so on. Whetting one's appetite for fame thus makes one susceptible to becoming arrogant and haughty, the trap of the two birds of the other side that we've been learning about. So Torah has, especially at night, the power of the song of Torah and learning with a niggun. All of that has the tremendous koyach to rectify the effects and to protect one from the effects of the two birds of impurity that we've been talking about a lot over the past zman. But on the other hand, if a person's Torah learning is really Shalai Lashma, not only might it not help, it could potentially, through haughtiness, through gaiva, it could potentially strengthen the malchus of impurity. It could. Afa pichein, the Tanya Paskin and Rav Shulchan Aruch, that the person learns, even a big Rasha should continue learning Torah. Shemar Shabbat, the light of Torah is very, very strong. And therefore, even a person who has the worst intentions, God forbid, he should continue to learn Torah. Should always try to learn Torah, with the hope that the light of Torah should somehow bring him around, even though there's a danger in it. Rabbi Nachman therefore concludes that studying Torah in order to be called rabbi cannot be considered all that meritorious. But still, even that protects him from being adversely affected by this intention. Because there's a chut shel chesed, there's a special love that Hashem Yisbarach has for a Jew that learns Torah, especially Torah Shema at night. And because of that, there's a special grace, there's a special chen, there's a special chut shel chesed that protects the person. Look at footnote 27. The loving kindness that descends upon a person who studies the Torah Shema at night corresponds to the loving kindness revealed at midnight. You remember we learned that until midnight, there's a koyach of din that's in the world until midnight. From the time that the night begins until midnight, there are strong dinim in the world. Things begin to turn in the direction of loving kindness by chatzais. That's why it's a very, very strong time. Chatzais is a very strong time of tefillah and eseis ratzon and so on. Because that time when chesed, so you might say maybe it's a better time even later. Why do you say Tikkun Chatzos? It would be better towards the morning, right? So the Teretz is that moment when the tide begins to turn in the other direction, that in many ways that's more powerful than when it's already clearly good. This is an inyan that we have in many, many places, in the milchama, in the war between Tayyiv and Ra, good and evil, and light and darkness. Like when the Maral talks about the Kedusha of Chanukah, we have a Yom Tov that comes at the end of the month. We don't have Yom Tov like that. That the Yom Tov comes at the end of the month and then goes into the beginning of the month. And the Maral explains that every year at the time of Chanukah, that's the time of the year when the days begin to become longer again. Chanukah is when light begins to gain strength over darkness. So he says the Maral thinks the whole kedusha of Chanukah a person, let's say, is in a wrestling match and it's going very, very badly, and he's pinned down, and it's like, you know, they're up to like an 8 count, you know, and 10, you know, you're finished, and all of a sudden he gives a shrag, he gives a scream, and he's able to throw off the other one. And then usually when that happens, the koiches that he was able to muster up within himself, I remember seeing this, that many times the davka, when it would turn around, it wasn't pshat that he would just get the guy off of him. Many times then he would turn it all around and he would flatten that other guy out with such koiches that he had. So from being a second away from defeat, that changed by chatzais when everything turns from defeat and darkness and begins to head towards light. That moment of that transformation, there are kaiches that are the strongest kaiches of taif, and that's the esrotzna chatzais. Even though, of course, towards the morning there's a big esrotzna, but the point of chatzais, when a person sees that I can do it, and he's able to throw off the other side and move in the other direction, he has a tremendous his chachas and his gabras at that moment. That's the time of chatzais. So this is revealed at midnight, and that's why we learned that David HaMelech would sing, would play the kinnur of David HaMelech would play, and David HaMelech would, the nigun of David HaMelech, and he would get up and learn Torah Shaval Peh the rest of the night. So this is able to repel and subdue the two birds of the cleep of arrogance. He is therefore protected from the negative effects of studying Torah for his sake, his own aggrandizement, and personal control over Malchus. So that protects a person. Even though there's a danger in learning Torah Shalei Lishma, it could become completely to the other side. But when it's at night, especially by that time of Chatzos, then the person draws the chutz shel chesed of that time of chesed, tremendous chesed in the world, and he's able to be protected from the possible negative effects of the Torah that's not lishma. Instead, he's able to study lishma, each person according to his own level, rectifying machus and the six rings of the windpipe, meaning the voice. This is how the Gemara deduces the thread of loving kindness from by night his song is with me. By Laila Shira Imi. We just said by Marv. The song is with me in the night. By night his song is with me. Because the concept of night rectifies song. That means by night, Laila Shira Imi. By light, by night Hashem's song is with me. Then I'm able to correct repair the damage that has taken place by the songs that are not God's songs, by the songs of the Rishayim, by the songs that I've listened to, the music that I've listened to, and I'm able to connect to Hashem's song. The Papras L'Chochma is that this thread of loving kindness is so beneficial that even while a person studies, he's protected from thoughts that would bring him to Shalei Lishma. At learning Torah Shel Peh at night, the person is protected. The Bi'i Be'anachal writes, it often happens when a person wants to study Lishma, but is diverted by his evil inclination, which awakens in him a desire for personal gain, to be called Rabbi, for wealth, and the like. As explained, the means for overcoming these diversions is studying Torah Shel Peh at night. That is, if a person wants to study Lishma, then studying at night will draw the threat of loving kindness upon him and protect him from Shalei Lishma. Like we said, you have to want that. In contrast to this, study during the day requires actual study lishma and isn't capable of protecting against ulterior motives. Studying during the day, it's much harder than it should be lishma. Even a person study at night, if it contains a major element of Shalai Lishma, draws no loving kindness upon him. Furthermore, the person who studies Shalai Lishma can only be protected before his song voice is blemished. The threat of loving kindness enables him to turn Shalai Lishma to Lishma, but once he has listened to the singing of a wicked person, his voice is blemished and he's exposed to the adverse side of Shalai Lishma. Then he must do all he can, look for any way possible to study Lishma, to try as hard as he can. In review. So now we're going to go weiter, just he chazes. Listening to the singing of a virtuous person is beneficial to serving Hashem. Listening to the singing of a rasha is detrimental. The reason is that song, which corresponds to prophecy, stems from Netzach and Hayim, the two spheres that nurse Malchus. A person is sustained by the vitality he receives from one of the two manifestations of Malchus, either from the Malchus of Kedusha, which comes from the good Nigunim, the Koyach of Nevuah, Netzach and Hayim being nursed into by Malchus, or God forbid it comes from the negative, the side of the impurity. Commensurate with his deeds, he draws either from Malchus of holiness or the Malchus of the other side. To protect oneself from harmful singers and song, one should study the oral Torah, Gemara at night. This will rectify song and protect him from blemishing Malchus. Baita. 2. Now it is brought in the writings of the Ari of Blessed Memory, in the writings of the Ari HaKadosh, that the birds of the Klipa are the intellect of Malchus de Klipa, kingdom of the other side, whereas these two live birds, pure birds, are the concept of building up Malchus de Kedusha. Now you recall that in each of the spheres there's the side of Kedusha and there's the other side. Malchus contains the potential, the Malchus de Klipa, the other side, the Malchus de Kedusha. Now, the same way that we have Chachma Bina Bedas, that we have the Meichen, the intellect that leads, that is funneled into the Malchus of Kedusha, you have, God forbid, the intellect of impurity, when a person thinks about things that are not good. The Meichen that feeds into the Malchus of Tumah. So the Ari HaKadosh says that the two live pure birds that we were learning about from Parshas Tazria, you remember the birds that are the cure of Lashon Hara, of voice that's used incorrectly, the koyach of sound, of voice, of singing that's used in an impure way. The two, the shtei chayis, siparis chayis tahiris, those two pure birds that are part of the orphan of the person who used his speech, who used sound in the wrong way. According to the Ari HaKadosh, those two birds, the two live pure birds, are the concept of building the Malchus of Kedusha, of repairing the intellect, Chabad, then Chabad flowing in a healthy way into the spheres of Netzach and Hayim, and ultimately building up the Malchus of Kedusha. Next page. David HaMelech was therefore lauded before Shaul as one who was skilled at playing music. David HaMelech, HaMelech, David is, whenever we want to understand what Malchus is, we look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the paradigm of Malchus. He's Malchus. That's David HaMelech is Malchus. So David was therefore praised before Shaul as what? V'yedeya Nagein, who is skilled at playing music. This is because song is the concept of building up Malchus, which is why David HaMelech was deserving of Malchus. David HaMelech was great in music, he was great in song. David HaMelech, his whole life, perfected the song of Kedusha, which means the two pure birds, to build up the Netzach and Hay to the Malchus of Kedusha with songs of holiness. And that's why he was deserving of Malchus. Thus, of David it is written, from behind the nursing ewes, he brought him to tend his people Yaakov. What does that mean? It says in the Pasuk that David HaMelech came acher olais hevia. He came from the animals that were nursing. That is, from behind those that suckle. This refers to Netzach and Hayim, for they nourished the prophets under the concept of building up Malchus. In other words, that obviously the Kabbalah things that we're not holding by. We'll see a little bit in the note. But the Malchus, David HaMelech is described as coming from the place, from behind those that suckle, that are nursing. And this refers to Netzach and Hayit, for they nourish the prophets under the concept of building of Malchus. Malchus is being nourished by Netzach and Hayit. David HaMelech was brought to the Jewish people from this place of animals that are nursing. The meaning of David HaMelech coming from a place was such an unusual thing, me'achar alois heviyah, because he was a shepherd. So David HaMelech comes from a place that the Navi describes as a place where there's where animals are being nursed. So we learn that Netzach and Hayit, Netzach and Hayit are nursing. From there, Malchus is being nursed from Netzach and Hayit. The Nevi'im are being nursed and nurtured from that place. Dovra Melech, which is the koyach of Malchus de Kedusha, was brought to Klai Yisrael from this place of nursing, of suckling, of nursing, because that's the koyach of the Malchus of the Kedusha, and the songs of Dovra Melech that came from Kedusha, all of it is flowing by way of Chabad in Kedusha and Netzach and Hayit into the Malchus of Dovra Melech. And this is the singing of David HaMelech, the songs of David HaMelech. Let's see a little bit of the notes, it will help us. 29, on this page, 29. David HaMelech was skilled at playing music. After Shmuel anointed David in place of Shaul HaMelech, Hashem's spirit left Shaul HaMelech. Shaul's counselors advised to call for someone who would comfort him and calm his spirit with music and song. David was selected because he was skilled at playing music. Valiant, a warrior, understanding, handsome, and Hashem was with him. As is common in Rabbi Nachman's lessons, the Rebbe here shows how a number of elements from a particular episode, in this case, the story of David HaMelech's appointment as Bnei Yisrael's king, allude to concepts within our lesson. Since Rabbi Nachman, the whole point of this Torah is to teach us about music of Kedusha vis-a-vis music of Tumah, and the one person in all of our history who's the Ne'im Zmir Yisrael, who's our singer, is David HaMelech. And we're learning now that the Koyach of Malchus, the Kedusha, depends on holy song. Rabbi Nachman is showing us how the whole parasha of David HaMelech and the whole introduction of David HaMelech into the Kedusha of Malchus and coming to Klai Yisrael had to come with music, and had to come to build the Malchus of Kedusha, has to take place through holy song. Therefore, when Shaul HaMelech's Malchus was falling apart, it was necessary to bring in the true Malchus with music. The true Malchus with music. Remember that Shaul HaMelech failed to destroy Amalek, right? Mm-hmm. Amalek in Tumah is the epitome, the embodiment of songs of impurity. We spoke about this many times, but the Tanya says that the word Amalek is a lashon of Am Melech. Melika is breaking the neck. That's what it means. Melika means cracking the neck, like with the Melika Sa'if and the Beis HaMikdash. It means the opposite of there being a healthy flow from the mind through the voice with music. Amalek can't carry a tomb. Amalek doesn't want to carry a tomb. The only songs that Amalek can sing are the songs of impurity. That they know how to sing. Doesn't mean they can't sing. They could sing. But they sing the songs of impurity. The whole idea of Amalek is to stop the flow. What we're learning is Torah Shebaal Peh corrects the six orders of the Mishnah, correct the six rings in the windpipe. Amalek is to destroy. Is to destroy the windpipe. That's why Am Melech, to break the neck, that there shouldn't be songs of Kedusha. The Indian of Amalek is songs of Tumah, which is all Pagam Habris and sadness, and all that we learned about the sadness that Amalek brings through is these Nagunim of the Rishayim that all bring sadness into the world and keep a person away from Tshuva and so on. So Shaul HaMelech's Malchus failed. He didn't destroy Amalek. And now David HaMelech, which is the true Malchus, David HaMelech enters into Klai Yisrael through music. And that's why what was being sought was somebody who's Yodea Nagain. It's an interesting thing that's the requirement of them. Shaul HaMelech needs help through someone who knows music. Yodea Nagain, there are other requirements for a person to be king. There's not to Malchus. But That's the inyan of building the Malchus of Kedusha and repairing the damage that took place to Amalek. So this is David Malchus' greatness. And that's where the whole story of David Malchus is in such a way. If you're Dayan Nagain, someone who, that's how he began. The one who was skilled at playing music. That's how he's going to fix what went wrong with Shaul HaMelech and with Amalek and so on. And of course, David HaMelech is the one who's deserving of Malchus. 30. As we have seen, the voice, song is the source of Malchus, speech. Malchus is speech, that's what we spoke about. Torah Shebaal Peh, speech. Corrected speech, the highest level, is when a person sings Torah. As we learned last time, that Torah is learned with a niggun, with a song. That's the perfection of speech. When a Jew learns Torah, Malchus is Torah Shebaal Peh, with a song. Because David was skilled at playing music, he was eminently qualified to rule the Malchus of Holiness, the kingdom of Yisrael, for Malchus is built up through song. The nursing ewe, Sokol. When tending his father's flock, David took special care to ensure that each one received the precise nourishment it needed. Now you remember the Chazal tell us that this was just like Moshe when he was tested with a shepsel, that David was also tested in such a way, whether he was a qualified shepherd. So Chazal tell us that he was very, very careful, and he made sure with each animal that it received the precise nourishment it needed. First he took out the young sheep to pasture so they might eat the soft upper part of the grass. So for the little ones, they need to eat the top, which is soft. Next he took out the elderly sheep to pasture, they might eat the middle part of the grass. And finally the mouth took out the hardy sheep, the strongest ones to pasture, so they might eat the tough bottom part of the grass. Hashem said, this one is certainly fitting to be the shepherd, the king of my people, to be Roya Yisrael, he's Roy Lamalchus. Thus David, skilled at song, was taken by Hashem from tending the flock to be ruler of the kingdom. So Donoch was taken from the flock, and when the Novi describes, it doesn't say about Donoch watching the animals and feeding the animals. It says that he was taken from the animals being that when they were drinking their milk, they were nursing. Such an interesting thing how that's what David Malch was Isaac, and that's the Indian of David Malch, is that he knows music, he's great at music, and he has experience with the animals with the sheep tending to the flock when they're nursing. That's basically what it says in Navi. So now we understand this very, very deep, the whole Indian that's going on there with the Malchus of David. Netzach and Hoyt, building up Malchus, 32. As mentioned, Malchus has nothing of its own. Remember that Malchus is just to receive, like we were talking about this morning. Eishes chala teres bala. Eishes chala teres bala, that Malchus is just to receive, is that quality of receiving. All that comes from the highest spheres, Malchus just nurses and takes what it gets, what comes to it. Malchus has nothing of its own. It's comprised solely of that which Netzach and Hoyt give it. Namely, Moichin and the vessels with which to receive them. The Moichin, Netzach and Hod give to Malchus, Moichin, which means Chabad, the highest spheres of Chochem bin Hadas, and Netzach and Hod give it over to Malchus, meaning gives over to Malchus the ability to absorb all of the higher spheres of Chabad and so on. Netzach and Hod give to Malchus. So Netzach and Hod is like the mommy that's nursing, and Malchus is like the baby that has nothing of its own, just it drinks from what it gets from its mommy, from Netzach and Hoyt. That's what Malchus is. In providing these, Netzach and Hoyt construct Malchus. So Netzach and Hoyt are building up Malchus, just like the mother builds up the baby by nursing the baby. This is the meaning of Netzach and Hoyt, or the concept of building up Malchus. Thus, David HaMelech deserved kingship because he was skilled in song, which stems from Netzach and Hoyt. Remember, that's from the place where prophecy comes. David HaMelech was great at music. Song comes from Netzach and Hoyt. The most powerful manifestation of Netzach and Hoyt is music. And David HaMelech was deeply connected to that koyach of Netzach. Ki Netzach Yisrael lo yishakir. Netzach Yisrael is Malchus David HaMelech. Netzach Yisrael and the Hoyt HaMalchus and David HaMelech deserved the kingship. He was skilled in song, which comes to Netzach and Hoyt, because he nursed the sheep, meaning he knew from where to draw the proper nourishment. That's what it means. He knew how to take care of each type of sheep. He knew what to feed, to give, to nourish, which means to take care of, to nurse. So he knew how to draw from the kaychas of Netzach and Hoyt. into Malchus, which is to take care of the baby, which is the Jewish people, which are being suckled and cared for by the Melech. That's the job of the Melech. The story of David being chosen to play music before Shaul HaMelech has a further connection with our lesson. At the outset, Rabbi Nachman explained that the two live pure birds, the source of song, are brought as a sacrifice by the Tzeras, by the Metzor, by the leper, who spoke slander. The Gemara teaches that Doeg, the one who lauded David, actually slandered him. You're all familiar with this, and if not, in the Navi and in the Gemara, which Doeg, who was praising David, from here we know the halacha that you have to be careful when you're praising somebody in front of someone who has problems with that guy, then that could be an issue of Lashon Hara, right? Because when you're praising somebody in front of his enemy, in front of somebody who has problems with him, so that's going to have the opposite effect. It's going to cause more Lashon Hara to be spoken, and the person has that intention to say something to get the other guy going. So Doeg was saying gewaldige things about David HaMelech in front of Shaul. That was something which was very, very bad. In his apparent praise, Doeg, our sages say, extolled David's Torah knowledge and ability to clarify the law. So Doeg, who himself knew how to learn, Doeg was talking about David HaMelech's gewaldige koiches in learning, that he was a big tzaddik and he knew how to learn. But we know that the person in the world who was suffering most from David HaMelech, with this inyun of jealousy, on his level, Shalom Melech, we're not masik, I mean Shalom Melech, but on whatever that level was, Shalom Melech couldn't bear David HaMelech's greatness. That's the inyun that he was going through, whatever that inyun was, Shaul couldn't bear it. And here Doeg said this good stuff about David HaMelech in front of Shaul HaMelech to make this problem. In fact, he intentionally spoke in a manner that caused Shaul to become jealous of David and desire to kill him, because Doeg's whole intention was to instigate a problem, to make a problem, to get Shaul incensed and angry, to get him really angry with David HaMelech so that he would want to kill him, which is exactly what happened to Mice. That's what Shaul HaMelech wanted to do. So look what's happening here. The whole ishtalshlus of the downfall of Shaul HaMelech comes from the improper use of sound, of voice, of speech, of Lashon Hara. That's how the whole thing started to unravel. And the tikkun has to be with David HaMelech, which is song, which is the perfected use of sound and so on. The reason Hashem's spirit left Shaul is because he blemished prophecy. This is, now remember, since Shaul HaMelech fell prey to Lashon Hara, which is blemished speech, what happened was Shaul HaMelech ignored the prophecy. He was supposed to go kill Amalek. Shaul HaMelech was supposed to finish off Amalek, right? So he touched up the Nevuah. You know, he used his own way to touch up the Nevuah, and he didn't do what he was told to do by the Navi. So now you see how it all comes together. It all comes from the place where Nevuah comes from. And that's Echon Hai, to come to Malchus, which is the place where Nevuah comes from, which is where this song comes from. So that's why we learn that the Nevi'im, Chazonim, it's called the Chazonim because of Chazonim, because of Nevuah, prophecy. So Shaul HaMelech lost his Ruach of Nevuah. Why? Because he failed to obey the Nevuah that Shmuel HaNavi said over to him. So at Hashem's command, Shmuel instructed Shaul to wipe out Amalek. This nation is the personification of Malchus of the other side. So Shaul HaMelech was supposed to pay attention to Netzach and Hoid, which is Nevuah, Shmuel HaNavi. And he was supposed to wipe out Amalek, not to listen to bad sounds. He was supposed to wipe out Amalek. Amalek is the Malchus of Tumah, right? Whose entire aim is to draw nourishment from and subsequently overwhelm the Malchus of Kedusha. He doesn't say it, but you remember what happened is when the Navi came there. You remember it says in Pasuk, the Navi says, "What do I hear? The sound of the sheep." What does it say? Makolat Zayin. Yeah, he remembers the exact Pasuk. He heard this. It's amazing things. That's the whole meaning of hearing the sound. In other words, that David HaMelech is the koyach of nourishing the sheep, which means Hashem says the Jewish people, and Shaul HaMelech, on his madrig, whatever that was, Shaul HaMelech ruined that. And the way that the whole thing falls apart, he says, well, I hear the sound of sheep, who, the sheep from Amalek. So the sound of the animals of Amalek, right? David HaMelech's job is to nurture and to nurse Hashem's flock. Us. Shaul HaMelech did not listen to the Navi. So he doesn't wipe out Amalek. And the Navi comes and says, I hear the sound of Amalek's animals. So half the big thing. The whole thing is all about what Rabbi Nachman's talking about. Shaul, however, failed in his mission, as a result lost his Malchus, the Holy Spirit. He was therefore open to receiving Doeg's Lashon Hara, to the Lashon Hara, which when he did, caused a further blemish in Malchus. Yes. Where?
Yudalad.
You're asking me, but you go to Shmuel Lema, Bar Shaul HaKamela, V'hinei Masir Lo Yod, V'yisav Yav V'yod Egal, V'yob Shmuel HaShol, V'yem L'Shol, Boruch Ata L'Hashem, HaKimais Yis Dva Hashem. So Shalom Al says, I did good. I fulfilled the word of Hashem. In other words, I listened to the Nevuah. Everything's good. So Shmuel Anavi says, yes, so what's the sound of the sheep in my ears? And the sound of the cattle that I hear. So Shaul says, me Amalek heavy. So I brought them from Amalek. That the people took pity on the best of the sheep and the cattle in order to slaughter them to Hashem, to bring them to Hashem, l'man zvorech, l'Hashem l'kecha, v'sayoyseh, everything else we destroyed. But this we took. In other words, then Shmuel Navi tells him, it's fulfilled. It's finished. L'mo lo shamata b'kol Hashem. Why didn't you listen to the voice of Hashem, to the sound of Hashem? Everything also, every pasuk, the voice. V'yoyim Shaul Shmuel Asher Shemati B'Kol Hashem V'Elech B'Dasher Shalachani Hashem V'Avi Yisagim. I listened to Hashem's voice. And then again, the Navi says, "Yemeshmul haChafetz haChafetz laHashem." But either you think the Baruch Shem wants these animals, Kishmoy B'Kol Hashem. He wants you to listen to Hashem's voice. It's better to listen than to bring fat animals for karbonis lahaksim mechel veilim. And therefore, the end of it is, no, Yan Maas, there's Dvar Hashem. You rejected Hashem's prophecy, so Yemaschem Mimelech. So then you're finished with the Malchus. That's the end of the Malchus. That's the Malchus. In other words, you gave in to the Malchus of Tumah. You gave in. Then he says, Chatasini. Again, and Eresius on the Eshma B'Kaylam, I listen to the sound, to the voice of the people. Every pasuk, that's what it's talking about. And then what's really good is at the end of the parak. So then, Vayemishmol Hagishu Elias Agog Melech Amalek, bring to me Agog, the king of Amalek. Right? So you remember what happened? This is one of the few times in Jewish history we cheer. Vayelach elav Agog ma'adonis, vayema Agog achein sar ma'aravis. Vayema Shmuel kasher shik l'noshim chabecha. Shmuel says, just as your sword made women childless, this is also connected to the union of Malchus. So kein tishkam l'noshim yemecha. So your mother's also going to be childless. Vayishah save Shmuelus Agog l'fnei Hashem ba'gilgal. He decapitated him. He cut off his head. That's what happened. That was the Indian of Amalek is Malika, and the Kilkel is the ruin of holy sound, of holy song, as we see in the entire parak here. And the Yishasev, the decapitation of Agag Melech Amalek, to cut the throat. That's what happened. His throat was cut. His neck was cut. And his head was cut off, because that's what Amalek seeks to do to us, to separate the meich and the mind from the heart, that the songs can't of kedusha, the sounds of kedusha shouldn't be able to flow all the way from Chabad Netzach Haid all the way down to Malchus. That's what Amalek's trying to do. So Vayishasev, so Shmuel Hanavi chops off, cuts the neck. So Malika, Mamisha Malika, by Agag Malach Amalek. So all of this is the parish of David's Malchus. Now David's Malchus it comes into existence Davke with perfected sound, which is Yodei and Nagein, music. And then of David Amalech, Kemigdal David, Savareich, very big things. It says in Shir Hashirim, the most beautiful neck on earth. Whatever that means, it means the Beis Hamikdash. Chazal say that, but it says in Shir Hashirim, Kemigdal David Tzavarech. When you want to, when you want to say that the Kala has the most beautiful neck, it's Kemigdal David. It's like the Tower of David. Well, you say that to, if someone says this Kala, gets a slap across the face. It's Kemigdal David Tzavarech. Kemigdal David Tzavarech. Boni la Talpiyos. It's unbelievable. Kemigdal David Savarach, you have the neck of David HaMelech, because David HaMelech, that means Malchus, that means the Malchus of Kedusha, which is the neck of David, from which came out Teresh Shabal Peh and perfected music, Tel Talpiyos, which Chazal say is Tel, the mountain, Talpiyos, where the mouth, Pios means Teresh Shabal Sav, and Teresh Shabal Peh, Pios, where the is the rectification of the mouth, Banui Le Talpiyos. Tal Pios, which means the perfected mouth. So Kemigdal David Savarech, the Malchus, the Kala is Kemigdal David Savarech. You have your neck, the throat is Kemigdal David. Bonu la Tal Pios, it's built like in layers, like you know, it's built up like a tower in such a way. But Tal Pios, Chazal say is a lashon of piyos, of mouth, of atal piyos. All of this is the union of the malchus of David HaMelech. And you see this, he did cause further blemish. David, meanwhile, arose every night at midnight, at which time he studied the Teresh Shabbat. So David HaMelech starts playing music, he starts with the music at midnight, and then he starts to learn Teresh Shabbat. At which time he studied the oral Torah. His Torah was the Torah of loving kindness. Torah's chesed, the Torah of the night. Teres Chesed al Lashayna. Vatokam ba'oid Laila. It's talking about Malchus. Eishes Chal, right? Eishes Chal is talking about Malchus. It's talking about David HaMelech. Eishes Chal miyimsa. So the Eishes Chal vatokam ba'oid Laila. She gets up while it's still night, midnight. Vatitain teref levesa v'chayk l'nayasa. And she nourishes and feeds her little ones. It's all the Malchus. It's all the nursing and the Malchus. But talking about Ari Lila, the entire Levesa, she gives food to her children and to her and to everybody. But talking about Ari Lila, the entire Levesa, it's all the Tikkun HaMalchus. The whole capital of Eishes Chal is talking about our love song for Torah. It's all about the Torah, the study of Torah Shabbat Peh. The whole Eishes Chal, the Chazal Darshan in many ways, but the drush on Eishes Chal is called on Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh is called our Eishes Chal. And that mikvah, that's how you acquire Torah Shabbat Peh, and it describes the hard work to get to be a person as a Talmud Chacham. All of that is the capital of Eishes Chal. It's all about the Inyan of Malchus, of Binyan HaMalchus, Shlom HaMalch, speaking about this, the learning of Torah Shabbat, Atokim Ba'ay Laila. Atokim Ba'ay Laila is the study of Torah at night, which is the Torah's Chesed Al L'Shayna. Torah's Chesed Al L'Shayna. Which it says there in Eishes Chal. David also sung many songs in praise of Hashem. He consequently merited rectifying both voice and speech, and it was duly deserving of kingship. In review, and we'll end with this now, because then Rav Nachman, then we can't. The next part is when he says the Pshat and the Gemara, Rabbah Rabbah Chan, and that can't be mafsik in the middle of that. He says, in review, listening to the singing of a virtuous person is beneficial to serving Hashem. Listening to the singing of a wicked person is detrimental. The reason is that song, which corresponds to prophecy, stems from Netzach and Hay, the two spheres that nurse Malchus. A person is sustained by the vitality he receives from one of the two manifestations of Malchus. Commensurate with his deeds, he draws either from Malchus of holiness or Malchus of the other side. To protect oneself from harmful singers and song, one should study Torah Shabbat Peh Talmud at night. This will rectify song and protect him from blemishing Malchus. David HaMelech attained kingship because he rectified the voice song and knew how to draw a song, nurse Malchus from holiness. And that's the whole meaning. of Shir Shim. That's why you say Shir Shim by Kabbalah Shabbos. To say Shir Shim by Kabbalah Shabbos. So the union of Shabbos is Tikkun HaMalchus. We spoke a lot about the Kras Kala by Kala and the Sukh. The union of Tikkun HaMalchus, that's to sing the whole union of Kabbalah Shabbos. The only with Kabbalah Shabbos, then after a whole Shabbos, then we can say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. By Matzoy Shabbos, they say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And we're not going to go into right now, but it's Erev Shavuos. The whole Indian of David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Shavuos is the whole Indian of Shavuos is all of these tikkunim of Shavuos. This is why we learn Megillah Shavuos also, which is David HaMelech. And the tikkun of David HaMelech, which is Taras Chesed, also Rus is Taras Chesed Lashayna, and the tikkun of Shavuos, the union of learning, of connecting by Lel Shavuos, Taras Shavuos, and Taras Shavuos, and the night of Shavuos is the strongest night of the whole year to bring about these tikkun. That's why we stay up at night learning Taras Shavuos. We stay up the whole night learning. To stay up the whole night learning is the ikka tikkun of the nigunim of the Rishayim is Shavuos night. That's when it comes by the morning, you're able to say Agdamas. Agdamas, which is the holiest piyut that we have, is Agdamas. So the whole night of learning Torah is Misakin, is able to, which is Dov Melech's Yartzai, to fix the songs of impurity, the tumah of the Nagun of the Rishayim, which is the union of laning Megillah Shavuos, Rus, which is the binyan HaMalchus, building of the Malchus, and repairing of the Malchus. And that's why we don't allow midnight of Lel Shavuos to pass without learning Torah. As Davka, that's the binyan, the ikka binyan of the Malchus that we're talking about, of David HaMelech, the Malchus of Kedusha, is by Shavuos. We'll talk more about that, Bez Hashem, next week.